Well, let's look at today's grammar point. We're going to be looking at the past tense of adjectives. That's right. Okay, so the first sentence is,
Udon wa oishikatta desu.
The udon was tasty. And we know the adjective
oishii
means delicious. And here we're saying was delicious. So how do we make delicious into was delicious? Well, you take the final I and you replace it with katta, and then you add a desu to make it polite. So oishii becomes oishikatta desu.
はい.
Is that right?
そうですね. Change I desu to katta desu.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. So what's another I adjective?
小さい.
Okay, so what does that become?
小さかったです。小さかったです。
It was small. Now, what about negatives? What do we do for that?
くなかったです。
Okay, so I desu becomes くなかったです。そうですね。 And what's happening here is that we know that the negative non-past form is kunai. So oishikunai, chisakunai. And we covered that in Welcome to Style U14. So to put oishikunai or chisakunai in the past tense, we just treat nai like an I adjective. So we do just what we were doing with oishi and chisai, as in you add katta desu. So oishikunai becomes
oishikunakatta desu.
And chisakunai becomes
chisakunakatta desu.
Right. Okay, so not too bad. I think that's...
There's one exception.
Well,
right?
Of course there is. But luckily there's just one. So the one exception is the adjective good, which is pronounced
I.
And sometimes you can also say
yoi.
Yoi, yeah. So when you're conjugating this adjective, you have to treat it like it's yoi. So it becomes yokatta desu.
はい.
Or yokunakatta desu.
そうですね.
You can't say, what would it be if it was...
Ikunakatta desu.
Yeah, no. That's not said.
Ikatta desu.
Yeah, nobody ever says that. So just remember that the one exception to these rules we've been talking about is the adjective
I.
Mm-hmm, which is also pronounced
yoi.
Yep, and it means good. So let's have a look at some example sentences using these I adjectives in their past tense form.
Audrey Hepburn wa hosokatta desu.
Audrey Hepburn was thin. The adjective, which is in the past tense now, is hosoi.
はい.
And in this sentence, we say
hosokatta desu.
Was thin. Okay, can we have one more example?
Test wa muzukashikunakatta desu.
The test wasn't difficult.
Muzukashii is difficult. Muzukashikunakatta is wasn't difficult.
There is one more way to say it wasn't difficult.
Ah, so desu ne. Test wa muzukashiku arimasen deshita.
Which means the same thing as
test wa muzukashikunakatta desu.
This is just a slightly more formal way to use the structure that we've been looking at with kunakatta desu. Is that right?
So desu ne. Muzukashiku arimasen deshita is longer, so sounds formal to me.
Yeah, and the arimasen is the nai. In はい. Kunai, oishikunai, oishiku arimasen, oishikunakatta desu, oishiku arimasen deshita. Now let's have a look at what we do with na adjectives when we put them in the past tense. The example sentence is,
Udon wa daijoubu deshita ka?
Was the udon okay? Daijoubu deshita ka? So what you do is you drop the final na of the na adjective. In this case, it was daijoubu na.
はい.
You take off the na and you add deshita.
So desu. 大丈夫でした. If it's 大変な, 大変でした.
So the test was really awful would be
テストは大変でした.
Yeah. So na adjectives are pretty easy. You just put deshita on the end of them.
Yeah. Bit similar to noun sentences.
Yeah. Right? So some more sample sentences, but this time using na adjectives.
Audrey Hepburn wa きれいでした.
Audrey Hepburn was pretty. And one more.
テストは簡単でした。
The test was easy. We hope you can say that one day of your Japanese tests.